With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Maine Governor Janet Mills says it's a day of grief and pain for the relatives and friends of the 16 people murdered by a gunman who opened fire at two separate sites near Lewiston.
I wish I could take that pain off your hearts, off your shoulders, but I promise you this, we will all help you carry that grief.
Hundreds of law enforcement officers are now seeking the suspect Robert Card, a trained firearms instructor. The White House, meanwhile, has lowered its flags to honor the Maine shooting victims.
President Biden is ordering flags be flown at half staff as a mark of respect for the victims of the senseless acts of violence in Lewiston, Maine. The White House proclamation says flags at all public buildings, military posts and naval vessels, and U.S. embassies should remain at half staff until sunset on Monday, October 30th.
And that is White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. The nation's economy expanded at a 4.9% annual rate from July through September.
The economy expanded last quarter at the fastest pace in more than 2 years and more than twice the 2.1% annual rate of the previous quarter. Analysts say Americans defied higher prices, rising interest rates, and widespread forecasts of a recession to spend at a brisk pace. Thursday's report on the nation's gross domestic product showed that consumers drove the acceleration, ramping up their spending on everything from cars to restaurant meals.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A day after Hurricane Otis swept ashore in Acapulco, victims getting a chance to go back and take a close look at the damage done to their homes and share their experiences like this man is doing. He says his neighborhood was badly damaged. The early images and witness accounts were of extensive devastation, toppled trees and power lines lying in brown floodwaters in some areas extending for miles. This is SRN News. A new poll reveals what American teens believe about God and the Bible. Here's Michael Harrington.
The numbers come from the Cultural Research Center, and they indicate that 69% of adolescents agree with the statement that, quote, God exists and is the all-knowing, all-powerful, perfect creator and ruler of the universe. However, only 35% believe that sin is real, and just 36% believe that the only solution to sin is Christ's death on the cross. The national survey also indicates that only 1 in 4 teens believe the Bible is true. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas county near New Mexico has banned helping people travel out of state to get an abortion. Lubbock County is now the largest of four Texas counties that have adopted a version of that measure, which would be enforced through lawsuits filed by private citizens. While Texas has passed several pro-life statutes, neighboring New Mexico is trying to establish itself as an abortion destination. This is SRN News. A deal has been struck in the auto workers' strike. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas.
The United Auto Workers says it's reached a tentative contract agreement with Ford. Its chief negotiator says workers will get a 25% general wage increase plus cost of living raises that will put the pay increase over 30% to more than $40 per hour for top-scale assembly plant workers by the end of the contract. UAW President Sean Fain telling workers,
Ford put 50% more on the table than when we walked out.
The deal could prove a breakthrough to end the nearly six-week-old strikes against Detroit's Big Three automakers, setting a pattern for agreements with General Motors and Jeep maker Stellantis. I'm Ben Thomas.
It's shaping up to be another losing session, at least so far on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is down by 131 points, a high-tech NASDAQ up by 185. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.